Okay, let's move to Siman Kaf Chaf Beis. Sif Aleph is very easy. Nice and tam lefgam mutter. A very short mechaber, and not much comment on it, because this is a repeat of something we learned by Richos back in both in Basar B'Cholov and in Taruvis. We had the idea. The first Shas says to look in Siman Kaf Gimel, and you'll see. Now, why is Daisa Tam Lefgam Mutter? Where do we learn, where in the Torah do we derive that Daisa Tam Lefgam is Mutter? Now, I have to explain, what is Daisa Tam Lefgam? There are two sets of cases of Daisa Tam Lefgam. One is a Kli Eina Ben Yaymay. We all know, a Kli that's more than 24 hours old, we consider it to be Daisa Tam Lefgam. But there's a more practical, a case that's discussed more in Chazal. Daisa Tam Lefgam is, let's say, a food falls into another food and it does not give it good taste. It doesn't give it which two things that mix don't give good taste. Let's say you would have, I don't know, a piece of chocolate and tuna fish. They go well together. Chocolate syrup and tuna fish doesn't go well. Maybe it does, I don't know. You never know until you try it. There are certain foods which, when combined, do not give a good taste. And
broccoli
and anything. Okay, good, good. So let's say you have a person, he's cooking farina, and when he's cooking the farina, some tray fish falls into farina. Some fish and farina don't go well together. So even if there's no shishin, but it doesn't give a good taste, it's mutter, even tray for fish. It fell in, or if you could scoop out the fish, you have to. But if it mixed in, the tam doesn't answer. Daisin tam lefgam is mutter. Why? Why is daisin tam lefgam mutter? So here you have to know there are two reasons, and you have to be to understand daisin tam lefgam. You guess you have to work with the reasons.
Is this subjective?
No, it has to be objective. It has to be. It has to be an objective thing. I assume it's lechumra both ways. In other words, if you say to me it doesn't taste good, but to others it does, so batladaita etzul kol adam. It can't be kosher for you and trade for the whole world. On the other hand, if the whole world doesn't like it, and you're putting it in for the taste, so it's also us. So it's got to be something that's objectively. Nice and time of calm, and for you also, it's nice and time of calm.
How could it be trade for you and kosher for the rest of the world?
You can't really be kosher. However, it is true that if you like it and you're putting it in for taste, it'll be trade for you and kosher for the world. Now, let me explain why. That's my
question.
It depends on the reasons. It depends. Let's learn through the reasons, and then we'll try to come back and see if it's possible. The Kresi Uplesi in the beginning of Hilchas Basar B'Cholov, it's Siman Pei Zayin, it's Katan Tezvav, he writes that the reason Nisi Tam Lefgam is Mutter is because there's a Kloliistik Eheter, B'Chol HaTerah Kula, that Shalai Kedarkai is Mutter. Shalai Kedarach Achila, Shalai Kedarach Hanah, things are Mutter. And when you put something with a bad taste into a food, having anah that way is shalai kederach anasai, and shalai kederach anarkai, it's a kloliistik heter. The crazy place he brings the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, legerash v'sharecha titnena, something is not kosher, give it to the ger taishav. So the Gemara says, haroi leger is aser, so the guy wouldn't eat it either, it's not aser. He says that Gemara is not lahalacha, and we'll see in a minute. But he says the reason is because shalai kederach hanah, and therefore shalai kederach hanah is the reason for the heter nafkamina. Shalai kederach achila, shalai kederach hanah is mutter, except by basar b'chalav. But basar b'chalav doesn't say lo saichlu; it only says vayisavash gadiv achalei vimai achal achila achal hanah. So since the Torah doesn't use the lashon achila. So there, Shalai Kederach is Asr. So the Chiddush of the Kresu Plaisi, that the whole heter is Shalai Kederachai. Memela by Basar B'Cholav, there's no heter of Nais and Tam Lefgam. That's the Chiddush of the Rebbeinu and Eibshitz, Kresu Plaisi. The Chavis Das, in Siman Kuv Gimel, Sif Aleph, has a arichus on this topic. The Chavis Das is the halacha, Reb Chaim Eizer, the Truman Achiezer, Paschas like him, among others. He says there are two heterim in Nisi Tamuf Gam. One heter of Shaloike Derech Hanoah, it's not the normal Derech, and one heter of Ein Roy Lager, somebody that's not Roy Lager, is what, a nafkamina. So it's a big nafkamina. Let's say somebody is cooking a soup, and something which gives it a bad taste falls in. And he goes now, and he fixes it, he has other ingredients to make it taste good. Or, more contemporary issue, let's say you have medication which is bitter, very bitter. So it's shalei kederech hanah. But what you do, before you package it, you mix it with flavoring, and you sell it as a chewable tablet. Anybody who chews it would enjoy it. So that's the Chavis Das, let's see. According to the Crazy Oplacy, this would be awesome. Because if you have trefe ingredients, and you add flavoring, and now it tastes good, why are you going to say shalei kederech hanah? You're eating it, kederech hanah, it's normal to eat this thing, it tastes very good. So you don't have a heter of shalei kederech hanah. Masha'en came the heter of Eder Roy Lager. When something becomes Eder Roy Lager, it itself is no longer Isser. It sits in itself is no longer Isser. When you add sweet flavoring to it to be misakin it, so Chazav Tiknai is going to be mutter. So the Chavis Das holds that both reasons are true. Shalei Kederech Hanah is true, and Eder Roy Lager is a heter. Nafkamina is Chazav Tiknai, if a person went and he was misakin it. And this, as I'm mentioning, is a common problem with the medicines, the shiloh of medicines. Now, this is a heter for medicines where their primary ingredient is bitter, and it's treif, but it's bitter. And then they mix in flavorings, so this is a heter. The halach yelach of the world is to assume medication doesn't need a heksher, and it's half true. It's true that the medication itself, being a dav amar, you have this heter. However, when the flavoring is treif, this is not a heter. When the flavoring that they add is a non-kosher flavoring, that still is a problem, because that was never in a roi lager, and that's kederech hadasai, and that is still something of an issue. And it's for that reason that really a person should try to know that the flavoring is good. Now, a lot of the flavorings that they have today, outside of grape flavoring, a lot of the flavorings are not problematic. Lemon flavoring in America, and I know this secondhand from people in the business, but they tell me that lemon, light-colored flavorings are typically not a problem. Lemon soda, ginger ale that you buy without a hechsher is fine, because typically they're not a problem. The dark colorings, cherry or raspberry-type colorings, those flavorings could be something of an issue, and a person really has to know. It comes up, there are certain drinks that people take before different tests the day before that are flavored to taste good. They are available in kosher form. People usually call when it's already too late. They're ready to drink it, and I tell them in Manhattan, you can go to Adwi and get it, so it's too late. So I tell you ahead of time, a lot of these things that are flavored either get the lemon, which is the lemon, as far as I know, is kosher, or get the kosher type ahead of time. And it's hard to say that what you drink before a colonoscopy is nice and tamal shvach, but the drinks have to be. It's something that people are not fully aware of, that there are kashrus issues. Now, the Ramah in Simen Kuf Nun He does write that even by medications we have heterim. The heterim are when you can't find kosher. If you can find kosher, you should try to find kosher. The shaila of the gel caps, I've discussed here many times. The minhag ha'olam is to consider the hard gel caps to not be a problem. People buy Tylenol and gel caps. It's better not to buy a tablet. Why do you have to get into somebody that's a shiloh of treif? What? The other ones are readily available. caplets, yes. So you can buy the caplets, why not? I don't know, when we get, when we need to have medication, antibiotics, we ask the pharmacist to send us in tablet form, and in the middle of a firm day, but he says, I don't have tablet form, I only have the gelatin caps. So obviously there's no demand for it, but it's available, these things are available in tablet form, and when you could, you should get a rough palm. I mentioned used to wrap it in a little piece of tissue. People think it's very hard to do. You can swallow tissue, but if you wrap it in a thin layer of tissue, it's not so hard. And that's the way he used to do it. And, you know.
So it's like your dad
husband. Why?
Because you're just swallowing it.
You're swallowing it. All right. The Pischei Tshuva. I don't know very much. The Pischei Tshuva in Kufnun Hei brings a machlokes to the Teres Chaim. In his Pirish on Masechta Sanhedrin, Teres Chaim says swallowing it whole is like a derech achila. And he brings the Nei Dibihu that disagrees. Now, in the Koyach HaPsak, I don't judge the Teres Chaim, I don't know who he was, but in Koyach HaPsak, we see that Nei Dibihu quoted a lot more than the Teres Chaim. So if you have an Eitzah, if you're stuck, so you use the Heter of swallowing it whole. If Ramesh Paskin that way, I'm not aware. Could be. But the Nei Dibihu holds that it has to be Shleik HaDerech HaNoah, not in the way you eat it, but in the object itself. And that's why the other argument is that the gel itself is tasteless. And that since it's ke'etz ba'alma, it's mutter. So those who are mekel, I suppose, are mekel because he's swallowing it, plus the fact that it's not clear that the gelatin itself is, the gel caps themselves are iser. So if you want to be saibach on it, you can be saibach on it.
According to both time, it would seem that Father, you would say b'chol daitai.
Oh, now the question about b'chol daitai. What happens if you have someone who likes it, nobody else likes it? So in a royal gear, I guess it's in a royal gear. But is that called shleik derech hanoah if you like it?
Shabbos is saying, if I always like to my food, it's not.
That's the question. The question is it shleik derech hanoah if I like a certain mixture, and the veld, nobody likes it? So, I don't know. Yeah. So you can tell somebody can l'chatzila add well l'chatzila you won't be about less l'chatzila. Maybe you're right. All right, Sif Beis. Mouthwash and toothpaste is a heter because it's a chumra. The heter is that there's no issa trefus in the mouth. In the beginning of Tzadik Ches, the second Pischei Tshuva brings the issue of someone who was a soap manufacturer. Soap was made for treif. And he had to taste the soap. Not that he had to, if it tastes good for the customer, but by tasting it, he knew the mixture of ingredients. So the halacha is, minat Torah, treif is only hanos hagarin or hanos meyayim, the stomach or the throat. In the mouth, there's no issur. Midrabanan. You can't, somebody's curious, no, I never taste the chazal, let me just taste it in my mouth, I'll spit it out. It's a gzera that you might swallow it. So we don't take it in our mouth. On toothpaste, which is not the derech to eat, or mouthwash is not the derech, on that, Hartzvi has a tshuva, and he says, that can make it gzeri, you're going to eat it, because it's not salt to be eaten. And that's why, on toothpaste and mouthwash, the ikar ha'alocha is that it's mutter. Those who are mahadir to be machmir could buy Colgate. Colgate has no animal derivatives in their toothpastes. For many years, Crest had the same policy, but it no longer holds true. So Colgate brand has this benefit, it has a smile. On a fast day, the chazawa guys you might swallow, but if you take an astringent mouthwash, if you take a mouthwash that has a good taste, you know that wash out your mouth with on Shabbos, like water, on a fast day, like water, it's a mechaber not to do it. But if you take an astringent, like Listerine type mouthwash, even if you drink it on a fast day, you're not breaking a fast because that's not normal to drink. And therefore, certainly you can wash out your mouth with that type. What? Toothpaste would be a problem. Toothpaste tastes good. Little kids, they get a hold of toothpaste, they eat it. It tastes good. Well, yeah, on fast days where rechitza is aser, it's worse. You have kippur tisha b'av, rechitza is aser, so you can't use any mouthwash. So what fast day is worse? Is that what you're saying? Well, Kuladik? I don't know. Tiny Sester is the most Kuladik affair. Tiny Siachid, maybe. Is the halachas different for Tiny Siachid? Not sure. I'm not sure, but
Ul Colgate toothpaste.
According to Rabbi Blumenkranz's book, I didn't check into it personally. He writes that Colgate. He's writing for years that Colgate has no animal derivatives, and therefore it's kosher. Those who want to be machmir. For years, he wrote Colgate and Crest, and the last few years, Crest seems to change their policy. So it's only Colgate that I know of, and then the other kosher brands with Asher. There are such brands. So. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what happens to the camel. You're right. It's very hard to say. It's trade for the world, the kosher for him. But they know the truth is the Makar is a Rosh. The Rosh says Achshavei. He says, "Not as Tamil of Gam, and you like it. It's Achshavei." The Chavis Das, the Kufkim al Aleph, brings the Rosh. Slip my mind for a minute. He brings the Rosh. The Rosh says there's a concept of Achshavei. If you're Machshiv something, you say to me it's good. Achshavei, he says, is Chazal Yisurei. I think the Chavis Das, now that you're saying, if I remember correctly, I think he says that if it's... If people talk about Eiruroi L'Achilas Kelev, as opposed to Achilas Adam. Gemara only says Eiruroi L'Achilas Adam. I think it says there, if it's Eiruroi L'Achilas Adam, and you're Achshavei, then for you it's Chashiv. If somebody came Eiruroi L'Achilas Kelev, then it's Eifer Ba'alma, and there's no din of Achshavei. If I recall correctly, the Chavis Das makes such a chilek. So there would be a chilek, but the din of Achshavei is a Rishon. It's a Rosh that the
Chavis.
No, it's not to do with Achshavei. The owner makes Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah for everybody. If a non-owner makes it, then it's Avodah Zarah for nobody. The owner has bailus to make it. Ain't other Maisa Dovah Shei Yishalai. All right, so Beis is the Gezei Reina B'Yayim Yatu B'Yayim B'Yayim Yitzhah Shem. We'll get to next week.